This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Bree is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Jeff. And so we're about to see if we can get her another date and find out why she was ghosted by calling him in a second. But first, let's find out about the date. Bree, how long has it been since you heard from Jeff?
I have not heard from him in 4 days, for a very long day.
But did you last talk to him? I mean, like, what was your last interaction with him like?
So it was our date was our last interaction. I've not heard from him since the date, and I'm not sure what happened.
Did you reach out to him since?
Yeah. I'm starting to look a little bit crazy. So friends are telling me not to text anymore. Okay. I'm calling you guys.
Okay, fair. Well, let's talk about the date. How did it go?
Okay. So we met on Hinge. He ticks all of my boxes. It was a great first date. So he basically picked everything out. He has his favorite neighborhood spot. So we went to this really, really nice Italian restaurant. I love Italian food. It was really thoughtful. He asked me before we went what my favorite food was. So we had that in common, which was really cool. And then we went to another little cute spot to get some drinks. And there was a jukebox there, which I thought was pretty cool. And he gave me money so I could pick out my favorite songs.
That's cute.
Which I thought was very thoughtful. Yeah, like just really low-key, sweet, sweet, thoughtful date. And we sat next to each other and we sang like my favorite songs. And like we accidentally brushed elbows a couple times. And
accidentally.
Accidentally. You got some hot elbow action on your first date. Whoa.
It was like the best date that I've ever been on. So I'm kind of confused. We had a lot in common. Like we talked about funny movies we liked, like our childhood. I was telling him I was interested in salsa dancing and he said he was like open to going because I was trying to test the waters to see if he'd be, you know, interested in another hang. We both are mediocre cooks. There was just like a lot of commonalities and laughter and just I thought it was good vibes. Yeah. And then I don't know, I thought it was perfect. Like, yeah, we closed down the bar and then he walked me home and then we kissed and I thought it was magic. And then I have not heard from him since.
Huh.
So I don't know. We texted that night and that was fine. But then I tried to keep texting to like, you know, are we going to the salsa class? Are we going to hang out? How was your day? How was work? Any of that? I've got nothing.
Any idea of why he's ghosting you at all?
My friends have a prediction. Okay. So I talk a lot. I don't know if she's noticed. they think maybe I overdid. I was talking about like pillow talk and intimacy and like, I don't know, maybe they think I was too hardcore with the flirting. I came on too strong with, hey, let's go salsa dancing. I'm looking too far into it. I don't know. They're thinking I did maybe too much flirting or too much, like, where are we going? What are the next steps? How do you feel about this or that?
Maybe.
When your elbows brushed, did you guys have long sleeves on?
Was it bare elbows?
I rolled my sleeves up. He did not.
Oh, maybe that's why. You thought you were a little risky going in bare elbowed like that. Oh,
that is quite forward. All right. Skin to skin.
Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you and hopefully get you another date, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. We'll get your first date follow-up next.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
In the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Bree is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Jeff. So we're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date. But before we do that, Bree, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation?
Okay. His name is Jeff. We met on Hinge. Best date of my life. Very thoughtful, very kind. Now has been ghosting me for 4 days. My friends think it's because maybe I overshared. Maybe I like came on too strong. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Raw dog elbow run.
Yep, that must have been what it was. All right. Well, are you ready for us to call him?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jeff, please?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jeff. The whole show's here. I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
What do I owe the honor?
Have you ever listened to the show before?
Once or twice.
We do a segment on the show. It's called the First Date Follow-Up. So that's where if you go out on a date with somebody and end up ghosting them, that person can have us get you on the phone to ask why you're ghosting them. So we got an email about you, sucka.
Jubal, this is already a lot. You need to be very nice. Sorry. And like coaxing.
But we got an email about you.
I think I see where this is going.
Yeah.
About Caitlin.
No.
I'm sorry.
Her name is Bree.
Are you busy? Yeah. You're busy, Jeff.
Yeah, never mind about that, Caitlin.
Okay.
I mean, I heard it, but okay.
I'm going to give you the short answer. Bree lied to me. Bree's a liar.
About what?
About her age. I mean, she was, I liked her. I liked her a lot. So I went and, you know, I did the proverbial scouting technique where you go on, you know, social media, find out things about them. And I found out that her actual age, she told me she was 33. The app said she was 33. I'm 30 years old. Turns out she's 38.
What?
And yeah. Yeah, kind of like threw me for a loop. I was like, "Well, we had a lot in common. We shared a lot of stuff. I had a great date. I thought we had a good time, but I just don't do well with liars.
How do you know she's lying about her age?
Well, because her birthday on her social media page.
Okay. And then you asked her real birthday or something? Like, how'd you find out the real birthday?
Yeah. It shows on the apps, like, how old they are.
On what apps?
Right, but then, so she said she's...
Free on Hinge. It said she was 33.
Okay, so it said she was, but then you saw her birth date on what?
On her social media, on her Facebook page.
Oh, okay. So you didn't ask her about that?
Well, I didn't really need to ask her anything. I mean, she already lied to me. Is she going to lie to me again? I mean, what do you ask? You're not supposed to ask a woman her age, right?
I mean, maybe it's like an accident. Maybe it was like a typo. All of a sudden you put in the wrong number and you're 38. I don't know. I just feel like, does it matter how old she is though? Like, is that really what bothers you?
No, don't get it twisted. It's not about her age.
Okay.
It's about the fact that she wasn't forthcoming. It's about, I've had my own past experience that somebody lies about the little thing. The next thing you know, everything. So it's just kind of a deal breaker for me, you know?
So we spiral a little bit.
That kind of makes sense.
Okay. Well, thanks for telling us, Jeff. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Also, Bree is on the phone. She's been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
Bree?
Hi, Jeff.
Bree.
Yes, the age on Hinge is not correct. However, you would not have met me if I didn't fudge the number a little bit.
Oh, so you know you did.
I did. There's so many. It's not. People normally don't bump the age up to 35. So I've noticed that the pool is much smaller. So I just reduced my age by a little bit. And age is nothing but a number. So I didn't think it was a big deal. And I didn't realize he was Googling me.
Well, I think it's safe to assume that anytime you go on a date, you're at risk of being Googled.
Me. You didn't even ask me. You just assumed that I'm like a big liar because of Hinge?
Well, I mean, honestly, that should have been one of the like things you addressed on our date. You know, I mean, maybe something about letting me know that, by the way, you know, maybe it wouldn't have been such a shock to me had I heard it from your mouth instead of finding out on my own.
Okay, I understand that. My intention was never to not tell you. I was planning on telling you, and then I just kind of got caught up in everything and forgot about it and got nervous, and then was just in the moment. The plan was never not to tell you.
So have you lied to me about anything else? Is there anything else you want to come clean about? Or
no, that's it. I don't know why I would lie about anything else.
So, you know, we were listening there at the jukebox and you play all these songs. I mean, Flowers, you know, by Miley. Is that not your favorite song? Are you lying about that, too?
No. That is my favorite song. You saw me sing to it loudly. That is definitely my favorite song.
I mean, did you like the food that we had? Did you like my neighborhood spot there? Or did you lie about that as well?
I ate the food. I just enjoyed the food. It was great.
I think Jeff has some trust issues. And that's okay.
I'm not a liar. I'm not a bad person. I'm not like trying to trick you. Nobody after 35, like there's a cutoff on Hinge. I don't know why. So the pool's small for dating options. So I just made my net a little wider and I wouldn't have met you otherwise. I really don't think it's a big deal. I'm not lying about all sorts of weird things like pasta and music.
Okay.
I was planning on telling you. And then I just got caught up. That's all.
Jeff, would you like to go on another date with Bree? We'll pay for it. Give it a chance. You can grill her in person.
Right. Give her a lie detector.
Yeah, I would love to go on another date with Bree. And I would love to, you know, come clean about whatever we need to come clean about.
Okay. Well, Bree, congratulations. You got another date.
Thank you.
You're going to be questioned every move you make, but hey, more power to you.
I will be asking who Caitlin is.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I forgot about that.
You know what? Screw it. I believe you.
Oh, she had that in her back pocket.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.